Hi guys, it's Erica from GM. Got another review for you, and this time it is Salt and Sacrifice, which, despite its name, suggests it being a sequel to Salt and Sanctuary, but it is actually something a little bit different than that. It's more of a spiritual successor, in the same way Demon Souls became Dark Souls, in that they've got two almost completely different playstyles, despite using many of the elements of the previous game. I'm gonna get into that, but like before, there's a character creator, and you can pick up one of several classes, backgrounds, and your sin, which will determine your starting item, and your, because the whole premise of this game is you're actually arrested by the Inquisition for committing a crime of some stripe, and magic is basically forbidden, and a lot of these mages run around creating havoc everywhere, and criminals are basically sentenced to hunting them down, because I guess it's a win-win situation for the church or whatever if criminals kill each other and these hunts that they're doing. But basically you manage to escape your captivity and you go about the mage hunt because you've got nothing else to do, and it's probably your only ticket to freedom at this point. So you go around hunting the mages, and since you don't have magic, you instead use runic arts, which is basically magic without actually using innate magic power. Just use artifacts instead. And it's apparently approved by the church, so it's okay. But, magic for melee units works a little bit differently than either of the divine glyphs or the forbidden glyphs work, because, which I guess is just light and dark magic, so I don't know why they call it forbidden, probably just to make it eerie or whatever. But, melee units got a range meter, which they have to attack enemies to build up before they can use those as special abilities. Think of it kind of like an open-ended weapon art system that you'd see in Sekiro or Elden Ring or Dark Souls 3. Whereas, you've got focus points for the actual magic users, for the sages and the clerics and stuff. Now, this doesn't mean you can't use focus points as a melee character, because certain abilities do use focus points, but that's just something to keep considered when you're making your build. Like, do you want to go full smash things with a hammer or sword, a big sword, or do you want to sling spells at enemies most of the time? Like I said, there's a whole mage hunt thing going on, and when you hunt a mage, you basically get thrown into an instance of a world where certain enemy positions and different enemy types will show up, and sometimes you'll even run into other mages while hunting the specific mage that you're targeting, and you might have to deal with them in order to advance, because just like Monster Hunter, you hunt down the mage and do a certain amount of damage to them, they'll move somewhere else. You do a certain amount of damage to them, they'll move somewhere else, and eventually they'll stop at a point where you then will have to do a decisive battle and then kill them and then get their heart or something, depending on like how you play, I guess. But I'm not exactly sure what they're doing, because much like Salt and Sanctuary, the game is kind of dark in a lot of places, so it's kind of actually hard, and it's zoomed out a little too much, but so it's kind of hard to tell what's going on most of the time. But it's never too dark that it's like a challenge. It's just, that's just the atmosphere the game has. And that's pretty much it for, like, as far as gameplay goes, the gameplay loop. But it was kind of hard to adjust at first, because they changed the way blocking works and parrying works, and basically parries are perfect guards, which may or may not annoy you, but I think it was the only way to solve the block and parry situation with the added controls that the game has now. But it works well enough, but like, you're not going to want to be blocking and parrying if you're not like using the Vanguard shields, because they don't have 100% block immunity, and depending on your class, you may not be able to sustain a blow for more than one blow without being stunned anyway. So you might want to invest in learning how to dodge roll and wearing lighter armor so you can dodge faster. But I really like this game despite the changes. There are a couple of things I didn't like initially, like the fact that you have to collect materials to power your Estus flask, like what items and stuff like that. It would have been better if it was just like a certain stock amount, just like before, but now it's more like Bloodborne. And while this isn't a problem later on in the game, it can become make the early portions of the game pretty rough if you're continually running out of stuff. But that just makes it more important to just gather every material you see, especially when it comes to the weapon crafting system, because you might be short. And, of course, you can upgrade the flask, so it's actually a little bit more direct than Salt and Sanctuary was, because you basically would just pick a covenant and to determine not only how your healing works, but how many you get. But, so that's an improvement over the original. I really liked it, and unlike before, you could platinum the game if you're playing the PlayStation version, or just get achievements if you're playing in the Epic Game Store, or eventually the game will show up on Steam, so I guess the Steam achievement's there. Hope the game comes to the Switch and Xbox, by the way. But you can do that in one playthrough as long as you're careful with save backups in the cloud. Otherwise, you'll have to do at least two playthroughs. But everything's relatively easier to do now. So, as far as a score for this game would go, I'd give it an 8.5 out of 10. While certain things frustrated me at first, I eventually learned how to deal with it and realized that it's not that big of a deal, and it's easy to get over that hump. But some people might not like the changes, and it might actually be a deal breaker for them, which is why I'm giving the score it gets. Otherwise, I'd give it a much higher score. But that's all I have for today, so I'll see you guys later. Until next time. Bye-bye.